Do you think that AI is going to have the influence in boosting productivity that so many have said it will?
There's a lot of hype around the use of AI for productivity. And, you know, in an productivity, one can understand why people are looking for new ways to boost productivity. Often a lot of that hype is generated by the companies that are selling AI products. These are big multinational tech firms and big multinational consultancies. But we've been doing some research that suggests that actually getting productivity out of AI can often be a bit more expensive and a bit more complicated than people think. So I suppose the answer is that it's not a magic button. It would be my response to its capacity to increase productivity.
What are some of those disadvantages that come with implementation?
So first is the expense. It's a very expensive bit of tooling typically. So if you want to get, for instance, Microsoft Copilot licenses with your Microsoft product suite, it's a really significant expense for each additional user. But then there's the sort of more fundamental things, which is that if you want to use something like AI to interact with customers, for instance, or external people, but in a way that it will understand your own business documentation and your own policies and the products that you're offering, you need to have really, really well-curated data. Mm. Most organizations have not managed the ongoing investment in data governance, in data structuring, in data cleaning and management that would make AI products work well. So when a vendor comes to you advertising this product, showing, look at all the things that it can do, that's not necessarily how it's going to work in your organization unless you've done the really significant organizational uplift necessary to get your data in shape. And very, very few organizations have done that.
Yeah. And what are some of those, particularly the security risks that come with AI?
So the way that AI works is a little bit like, you know, cloud steroids. When you throw data into an AI interface or type into a chatbot interface, you're often sending data into a set of servers that exist somewhere else. They might be in Australia, they might not, depending on the company. Whose tool using, and they're going to process that data potentially somewhere else as well, and then they may or may not keep that data in order to continue to train their own AI models. So if you're dealing with confidential or sensitive information or personal information that's going to be subject to national data protection and security frameworks, then you have a quite complicated job and ensuring that the services that you're procuring are going to comply with those laws. And from what we're seeing products like the Microsoft Enterprise license for the use of Copilot, where they'll contractually promise that they can comply, but we're not really sure we're able to verify whether that compliance has happened, whether those data flows are actually legally compliant.
Right. Okay. There's been a bit of talk recently about almost a plateau in the development of AI surrounding the release and disappointment in ChatGPT-5. Do you foresee a similar trajectory with more AI models and how this will potentially impact its development and uptake in the workplace?
Well, I think that's an important point. And one thing to recognize, I think, is that Australian organisations will get better at AI implementation and they will be able to manage some of these challenges. But the whole hype around, for instance, artificial general intelligence is just marketing. And it's marketing in order to make people feel like if they don't use these things, they're likely to miss out. And it's marketing that is also used to kind of distract us from some of the more present risks and challenges. For instance, you know, if what we're thinking about is artificial general intelligence, what we're not thinking about is the way in which the use of an AI chatbot in your organization now might mean giving customers false information that exposes you to liability issues or discrimination problems or other forms of safety problems that we're kind of looking over a little bit and we're not thinking about the cost of dealing with because we're sort of distracted by the sort of looming arrival of artificial general intelligence, which is really a bit of a bogus idea.
Yeah, and you do hear a lot of that hype from a lot of those big tech companies saying that it will boost productivity, and it likely will in some factors, but productivity by itself, particularly in an economy like Australia where it's very service-based, is hard enough to measure. Do we have concrete evidence of the impact AI is having already on productivity?
There are bits and pieces, but it's very, very difficult and it's very, very dependent on the particular organisation that we're in. So a lot of the productivity promises around AI come from the vendors themselves. Microsoft has particular figures that they give when they're trying to sell licenses to Copilot, saying, you know, it might augment your productivity this much. We have various surveys from some workers who talk about how it helped me, you know, save this many hours in the day. But as an organizational measuring actual productivity versus the costs is extremely difficult. There are very, very few sensible ways to do that holistically. And we're yet to get a real picture. So organizational activity uplift from the implementation of different tools is really murky, really uneven.